Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let me share this with you. Not only was Melchizedek a king, he was also a priest of the Most High God. This is very unique. Now listen to this, in the Old Testament economy, in that the throne and the altar, in other words, the priestly work, they were separate. You could not be king and you could not be priest together. We remember I talked about here a few weeks ago, a couple of illustrations of that, the kings who attempted to invade the priesthood, they were judged by God. Remember Saul, he invaded the priesthood and he lost his kingdom. In 1 Samuel chapter number 13, verses number 9 through 14, an example of a king trying to take on the office. Saul did this in verse number 13 or 9 of chapter 13. And Saul said, I got to spit this out. I'm going to spit this on Melissa. It's wanting to come out of my mouth. All right. And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering of the burnt offering, he took on a priestly role. King Saul did. Samuel came and went unto him that he might salute him. In other words, Saul went out to meet Samuel. He was so proud of what he did. Saul was, man, I've just made an offering to the Lord. And look in verse number 11. Is it up there? Yeah. Verse number 11. And Samuel said, what hast thou done, Saul? You crossed over into an office you shouldn't have been in. You're king. You're not a priest. What have you done? And because of that, let's go down to verse number 13. We see in verse 11 and 12, Saul makes an excuse. Oh, they needed me and blah, blah, blah. Here's what Samuel said to Saul. Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Because of Saul, King Saul invading that priesthood, God took Saul's kingdom away. So that is what I mentioned about. It's very unique that Melchizedek was not only a king, he was also a priest. There's another fella we read in Scripture. I think I mentioned him in 2 Chronicles chapter number 26, verse number 16. His name was Uzziah. He was a king of Judah. Verse number 16, Uzziah, who was a king of Judah. Verse number 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up with destruction. In other words, pride entered him. For he transgressed against the Lord and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests, 80 priests of the Lord, and they were valiant men. They went in to stop the king from doing what he was going to do. And they withstood Uzziah, and the king said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord. This isn't your job. You're in dangerous territory. But to the priest and the sons of Aaron, they are consecrated to go burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary. Get out of here, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be thine honor from the Lord God. Verse number 19. Then Uzziah was wroth. He was angry. He had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, don't ever get mad with God's men. Don't get mad with the preacher. You'll see what happens here, okay? Leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord and from beside the incense altar. And they looked upon him, verse number 20, and he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out because the Lord, I have to snicker. It's not funny, but I have to snicker. I guess so. He came in with pride, and he left humble. He got out of there real quick. Leprosy came upon him in verse number 20 because the Lord had smitten him in verse number 21. And Uzziah the king was a leper until his death. So I gave you those two examples. There's other. Remember Korah and all the things. He was a leader, and there's other examples of that. But Melchizedek was somebody completely unique that nobody else in Scripture was like this. Not only was he a king, he was a priest. And not only was he a priest, turn back with me to Genesis chapter number 14. He also was a prophet. That's why I say Melchizedek was a perfect example of Jesus Christ. You learned this last week or so about Jesus Christ. He is now our high priest, sitting at the right hand of God, ever interceding for us. When he was here on the earth, he was the prophet. He served that office as a prophet. He is now serving the office as a priest. One day he will fulfill that office as a king. Just a sideline, I was sharing with Lisa, who's studying theology, and I'm trying to help her. I hadn't helped her much about helping her studies. I'll get to it, I promise. I was reading one of Daddy wrote a book on ecclesiology, doctrines of the church and all, and I read some this morning looking at the thing. And there's a difference between the church and the kingdom, a much difference between the church and the kingdom. And he talked about Jesus Christ being king. And we know overall that he is king. I mean, he's the ruler, he's the sovereign. But he doesn't yet have that office of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. One day, Jesus will take that position, if you will, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the millennial reign of Christ. So Jesus Christ has that threefold office work: prophet, priest, and king. Past, present, future. Are you following? Okay, that's a whole different category, okay? Melchizedek is the only person in Scripture who also fulfilled that role as prophet, priest, and king. Nobody else ever filled that role. He was a perfect example of Jesus Christ, yet he was man, very man. Okay, back to Genesis chapter number 14. I want you to see this. Already in Hebrews 7, verse number 1, we see he was a king. Number 2, he was a priest. In Genesis 14, we get where he was a prophet. Because look in verse number 19. And he, Melchizedek, blessed him, Abram, before God had made those promises to Abraham. Before God had said anything to Abraham about his seed and the righteousness and the covenant that he'd made with Abraham, Melchizedek said this: blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. He was a prophet. Not only was he a priest and king, he's also a prophet. He told Abram before he became Abraham that you're going to be possessor of all heaven and all of earth. And that we see it fulfilled in the next couple of chapters of Genesis chapter number 15 and all. It's interesting that you can see that. Abraham became the father of a multitude of nations. Matter of fact, that's what Abraham means. The word Abram means exalted father. God changed the name from Abram, exalted father, to Abraham, which means father of a multitude, what he just told him in verse number 19. It's interesting. Melchizedek was a type of Christ in the Old Testament. His name, the King of Righteousness. His position, he ruled in Salem, the King of Peace. He had the office of a priest, and like Christ, I want you to notice this. I wrote this one down. I'm going to move on. Just like Christ, notice Melchizedek came to Abram. Abram didn't go to Melchizedek. Do you know Christ came to us? I know we go to him. But before we go to him, he's come to us. He wooed us unto himself. There's a song out there, and I won't dare sing it, but the name of the song is He Came to Me. He came to me. He came to me. Da, 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 da. No, 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 watermelon, water. He came to me. The thought was, he came to me first. When we were in our sins and we were unable to go, he came. Now, I'm not a Calvinist, but before anybody can get saved, there must be the drawing of the Holy Spirit. You do not get saved anytime you want to get saved. The Holy Spirit must be doing a work in that individual. He comes to you. He draws you unto himself.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.